I'm sitting here as the Guru. Who is the Guru? Krishna is the Guru. Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. We offer our respects to Krishna, who is the Guru of everyone. And he who initiates into the Vaishnava Sampradaya is a representative of Krishna, who is actually the teacher of everyone. He is the representative of Krishna because he repeats the same message of Krishna as given in Bhagavad Gita. So in that sense, I'm not the only guru here. I'm coming here from time to time and giving a few lectures and little guidance and hopefully a little encouragement to the devotees here. But practically speaking, the day-to-day work of giving instruction on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, as I'm also speaking on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, as he's also speaking on behalf of the whole parampara for Krishna, that the day-to-day instruction is going on by the devotees who are resident here. So, although, of course, those who are being initiated, we expect them to have appreciation, love for their initiating guru, but they should also have for the devotees who are acting as their shiksha gurus, especially those who are doing so on a day-to-day basis. And Ivo, what's going on? Is something in there? Is something in there that should be thrown away? Insects. Maybe that could be taken out and cleaned. Usually they have this, they shake it like that and they get all the insects out. We don't want to throw insects into the fire. That will be for all of them. So devotees are very appreciative of all their gurus. It is said that guru is one, in as much as every guru teaches the same thing, and every guru is a representative of the actual and original one guru, who is Krishna. But guru is also many, in as much as anyone who gives us sat shiksha, beneficial instruction in relationship to the absolute truth, any such person is a guru. And especially those who regularly instruct us, they are to be considered gurus. Now, we're also initiating devotees, and that means that they're also supposed to become gurus. Especially those who are given Brahmin initiation, that means they're supposed to be conversant in Shastra. One of the qualifications of Brahmin is they're supposed to be conversant in Shastra, and that they teach that to others also. That means they're accepted as authorized preachers and teachers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's culture. Traditionally, the Upanayanam was given to a young boy with the idea that he would be trained and then he would actually become a Brahmana. So this Diksha ceremony, in which you'll see afterwards Krishna Das will be wearing a thread, not a thread, right? So it's not exactly the same as the Smarta Upanayana. So as I have said here when previously giving initiation, we'd actually like to give many more people initiation. Not that we want to swallow the whole world, but I'd like to assist Srila Prabhupada in his mission of sending the whole world back to Godhead. Now, traditionally, we find in the traditional Gauriya Vaishnava accounts of initiation, you'll find in other Vaishnava sampradayas also, at the time of initiation, the guru offers the disciple to the deity. Particularly to the deity. Archaka? Oh, Archavigraha, not Archaka
Vigraha.
Archavigraha. Archaka is the one who's doing the archana. You don't have a word for deity? What's the word for deity in Tamil? I think I could probably just speak in English, isn't it? Everyone understands English? No. Alright, I'm going to speak for just 3 minutes more anyway. So, especially, Krishna Das is already engage in the service of Sri Sri Gaunitaya. So now, upon attaining Brahmin initiation, that also means that one is authorized to worship the deity directly. So now, from today maybe, or very soon you'll be seeing Krishnadas also offering Hari to you. We'd like to offer Krishnadas in the service of this Sri Sri Gaunatan. He was born in Salem, or at least in Salem district, is it? So generally the living being comes into this world in any particular place and considers it the field of his material enjoyment. But Krishnadas' good fortune that the same place he's living in is no longer the field of his material enjoyment, but it is the place of his service to Krishna. I'd also like to point out that from the external point of view, Krishnadas is from what is considered not a very high caste background. And still there is much caste consciousness in India. Of course, we're not even from any caste, us from the West, we're out of the picture altogether. But somehow or other, the Western devotees, at least the Western members of ISKCON, they're accepted widely in India as being some kind of sadhus or brahmanas. I'm not sure exactly, but it seems to me that the Western devotees, the people in India who are in caste consciousness, which means almost everybody among Hindus and Muslims and Christians also, they may find it easier to accept a Western sadhu as a brahmana than they do someone from a low caste Hindu family. What do you think? So I just like to point out that whatever caste one may be from due to one's birth, one who takes to Krishna's service is better than millions of so-called brahmanas who are not devotees of Krishna. Chandalopi dvija shreshta hari bhakti parayanaha. It said that even one is born in a family of dog eaters, then he's the best of brahmanas if he's attached to serving Krishna. And hari bhakti vihinascha dvijopi swapachadama. And even if one is born in a brahmin family, if he's against Krishna consciousness, then he's lower than a dog eater. So one should never think that, oh, this is a Shudra Vaishnav or this is a Brahmana Vaishnav according to the birth caste. This is described in Padma Purana as Vaishnava Jati Buddhi Naraki Vaisaha. Anyone who thinks like that is a resident of hell. So we're very proud to show everyone that here is a real Brahmana in the true sense of the term, and someone born in a Brahmana family like Raman Kumar here, he has still to be accepted as a true Brahmana, although he's a Vaishnava. It means that actually a Vaishnava is more than a Brahmana, but at least from the formal point of view, he is yet to be accepted in that way. All right, but without further ado, as we say in colloquial English, I'll call Raman Kumar, who can first offer businesses here, then to Prabhupada, then to Gaunatan, and then come. Hey, I hope you got that sheet of approval sheet and everything. I didn't have a look at it. One thing, this has to be photocopied, is the Gayatri Mantras. And then when you go to Tirunelveli, if you want, you can get it in Tamil also. Kinchan write it in Tamil. But it'd be easier to. I mean, I prefer to read these things in Bengali rather than in Bengali script rather than in English script, because it gives you phonetic. It's easier to read. Raman Kumar and Sentil are from Chennai. They've both been waiting quite some time to take initiation. So I called them here. I won't be doing any more initiations in Tamil Nadu this year. There's not much of the year left. probably next time in May or June or something like that. So then others can be. All right, so come and sit. Come to me. And tell me, you can sit with your legs crossed. please tell me, what are the four regulated principles that you promised to follow throughout your life?
No meat-eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication.
Minimum how many rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra are you going to chant every day?
16 rounds
I
have to chant.
All right, and I'm initiating you on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, whose movement is ISKCON, so we'd like you to continue to remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada within his society ISKCON. Is that okay? All right. So your name will be changed a little bit. Your name can be Radha Ramana Hari Das.
Hari!
Yeah. Every Haridas is a very, it's a name actually given often to the what people consider Shudra Vaishnavas, but that's again it's a wrong idea. So that should be understood. Everyone is the servant of Hari. So please come. Where's the other? Oh, I got it on my neck. Keep on doing that. Not seeing things which are very close. Prabhupada used to give that example that you can't see the thing which is closest to you, which is closest to your eye, which is your eyelid. He used to give that as an example of defective senses, but in this case it was wrong. Wasn't it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah. In Bhagavatam it's also stated that in Kali Yuga there will be so many devotees of Lord Vishnu in the area where these rivers are mentioned, Kaveri, Tamrapani, then the, Bhagai, what's the original name? Bhagai, what's the name of that in Sanskrit? I can't remember. It's given that. So please tell, how many, what are the four regulated principles you promised to follow?
No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex.
All right. And minimum, how many rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra?
16 rounds.
Every day. All right. And do you promise to dedicate your life to the service of Sri Krishna within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON?
Yes.
All right. So your name can be? Sri Girid Haridas.
Yeah!
All right, and Krishnadaska, there's nothing to be given now. Later you can come and see me, and we'll bring the thread, and I'll tell the mantras. That's all. So, Hare Krishna, please continue. You can start the Yajna.